Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 48 years ago, today in 1976, NASA's robotic spacecraft Viking 2 landed on Mars after a nearly year-long journey. It began relaying information about the planet's atmosphere and soil, as well as color photographs of the rocky surface. This significant achievement marked a milestone in planetary exploration and contributed greatly to our understanding of Mars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today, with temperatures reaching near 74 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low around 55 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 6:15, with a high tide at 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny days through Friday with highs in the mid to upper 70s and gentle south to east winds. Nights will be clear to mostly clear with lows in the upper 50s. Rain showers are possible late Friday and Saturday with mostly cloudy skies. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, retired flight attendant Polly Venado is honoring 9/11 victims in a unique way by pushing a beverage cart from Boston to Ground Zero in New York City. Venado, who spent much of his career enjoying interactions with passengers, embarked on this journey to recognize the first responders of the tragic day. This year marks the fourth Polly's push, with Venado covering 210 miles from the Boston Public Garden 9/11 Memorial to the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. Venado aims to bring awareness to the heroism of flight crews who faced unimaginable danger on September 11th, 2001. Now on to sports. A series of posters appeared in Philadelphia on Monday, depicting Vice President Kamala Harris in an Eagles helmet, declaring her the official candidate of the NFL team. However, the Eagles state the posters are counterfeit. The team is working to remove these misleading political ads. The green posters, spotted around the city, show Harris holding a football with the phrase, "Official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles." The posters appeared at various locations in Philadelphia. An NFL team endorsing a candidate is unusual, as the league promotes a nonpartisan initiative. In local sports, yesterday, Boston College football opened their season with a solid 28-13 victory over Florida State. Thomas Castellanos threw for 106 yards, while Kai Robichaud added 95 yards on the ground. The Eagles' defense played well, holding the Seminoles to just 13 points. In baseball, the Red Sox were defeated 4-1 by the New York Mets at Citi Field. Brian Deo pitched 6 innings, giving up 3 runs and striking out 5. Yaron Duran had 2 hits and a walk, but the Sox couldn't muster enough offense. Tonight, the Sox will look to even the series with Cutter Crawford on the mound against David Peterson. Boston is currently third in the AL East with a 70-68 record, making this a crucial game as they push for a wild card spot. In top news, About 40% of people over 65 with suspected dementia in the United Kingdom are not diagnosed. Early diagnosis is crucial for accessing specialized support. A YouGov study with Alzheimer's Research United Kingdom found that only 49% recognized memory loss as a dementia symptom. 22% had no idea how it affects people. Early signs like losing smell and struggling with tasks often go unnoticed. Dementia can affect driving through vision changes, balance issues, and visuospatial awareness loss, making safe driving difficult. If struggling with these while driving, seek medical help. In business news, crypto bros are no longer flipping watches, creating issues for luxury brands. Falling prices in the secondhand watch market suggest a prolonged recovery for firsthand sales. Europe's top luxury companies, including Richemont and Hermès, reported declines in watch sales. The vibrant secondhand market, worth $25 billion annually, has seen a glut of inventory, causing longer wait times for resale. Speculators who once drove up prices have pulled back. While certain brands like Patek Philippe benefit from pent-up demand, others face a mixed outlook. 9 consecutive quarters of falling values are challenging for luxury watchmakers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $59,100. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $135. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have identified the gene responsible for thorns in plants like roses, raspberries, and blackberries. Known as prickles, these defenses evolved independently in various species. Researchers found that the gene coding for thorns, called lonely guy or log, is consistent across different plant families. This discovery, published in the journal Science, reveals that the thorny trait evolved at least 28 times over 400 million years. Using CRISPR technology, scientists have engineered thornless varieties of tomatoes and roses, potentially making gardening and harvesting easier and more accessible. And in entertainment news, the long-awaited sequel, Beetlejuice 2, arrives 36 years after Tim Burton's original 1988 film. Despite early development, the sequel faced numerous delays. Burton and Michael Keaton shifted focus to Batman, and Winona Ryder reunited with Burton for Edward Scissorhands. The project saw renewed interest in the 2010s, with Seth Graham Smith writing the script. However, Warner Brothers paused it in 2019. Burton's passion reignited while working on his recent movie, Wednesday. The sequel reunites Ryder, Keaton, and Catherine O'Hara, with new additions Monica Bellucci, Justin Theros, and Jenna Ortega. The story explores three generations of the Dietz family. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian spiritual leader, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And he said, "Happiness radiates like the fragrance from a flower and draws all good things towards you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.